It's my opportunity to talk to you about Top Guard for cotton root rot control today. And I'll start off by just showing you a commercial result from the Section 18 that we had in Texas this last year. And this area here is quite clearly the untreated area. The rest of the field was treated with Top Guard. And the things that stand out here is that, one, this is a very devastating disease that in these circumstances where it kills the plant early enough in the season that there's absolutely no lint that's produced. And then there's also these plants that die a little bit later in the season that end up having lower quality because the plant doesn't live long enough to fill them out. Give you a little bit of a brief history. Cotton root rot has been a plague for southwestern growers for over 100 years now. And although they've tried many different things, they've never had an adequate solution for this disease until in 2008, Dr. Isaac Heat and Rick Menzenmeyer were working on John Wilde's farm near San Angelo, and they discovered that Top Guard has activity on root rot. So after a few more years of refining the rates and placement and so forth, they were able to apply for a Section 18, which was granted for the 2012 season. And I can tell you that it has already been approved again for 2013 with just a couple of modifications that I'll discuss in a little bit. For those of you unfamiliar with the disease, it's caused by a soil-borne fungus that is in large irregular patches. And when it kills the plant, it girdles it and it dies very suddenly. So that in some cases it might die early enough to where you get no yield at all, for instance in this plant. And then the next plant in line might live a little bit longer. This plant's going to produce some lint, but it's not going to be as high quality or as high yield as what it should be. And then, of course, the next plant might live, or it might be the next one to die in just a day or two. For 2012, the application method was the T-band. And in this case, what we do is we fix a spray tip so that it applies a perpendicular band in front of the closer, and the net result of that is that we have some of the material that ends up down in the furrow, and then the rest is deposited on the soil surface. Moving on to some of the data, I'm just going to show you data from a couple of trials in San Angelo. One of the methods that was used in this trial was the T-band, which I just described, and then there's a banded treatment, which is not labeled, but something we're looking at experimentally, and this is just a band behind the planter. The first graph is emerged plants and per 50 feet at 5, 7, and 10 days after application. 5 days, of course, the plants were just cracking, just coming out of the ground, and at that time you could see a little bit of delay in emergence from the 2-pint rate of the T-band method. But if you'll notice just a few days later that those differences disappear, and the cotton, once it gets out of the ground, grew off fine. We did see in some of the commercial fields that there were some delays, but again, typically they were temporary, just as it is in this particular graph, to where those plants recover in just a week or two. And this is the root rot disease plants from that same trial. So low numbers are good here. And we can see that in the untreated check, the number of plants that died progresses through the season. In this case, we're looking at 84 days versus 103 days. And at the 84-day timing, all of these treatments looked outstanding. And then again, compared to the check at the end of the season, again, all of the treatments provided excellent control. However, I will point out that for the 1-pint rate, there was a few plants starting to die toward the end of the season. And that's, again, something that we saw in commercial fields on the heavier infested fields, that the 1-pint rate didn't quite hold on the whole season compared to the 1.5 pint and 2 pints. So we will be recommending 1.5 pint to 2 pints on fields with moderate to heavy root rot pressure. For the yield from the same trial, yield reflects the control from the root rot from these treatments. And if we look at, just as an example, the 2-pint rate at the T-band compared to the untreated check, This was a 28% higher yield, which was really fantastic. And then in the second trial, I'm just showing you the end of the season ratings here. The number of dead plants was about a little over 70 plants compared to a little over 40 in the other trial on per 50 feet. So there was nearly double the pressure in this trial. And so the yield difference I'm going to show you is even more dramatic. So oftentimes in this business, we're trying to get maybe a 5% yield increase. But in this case, we actually saw a 78% yield increase. And when you don't have any other management tools available to you, that's a heck of a good result. So I showed this one picture earlier, but I'd also like to show the dry land picture. This was put out with 2 pints in the irrigated field. But I also would like to show you this dry land situation where it was put out is put out on this side with a pint of top guard per acre. So it's easy to see compared to this untreated side, of course, that there's an improvement in yield, there's an improvement in quality. But if you just think about the harvest hassle that this disease causes with the trash, with the plants being pulled up, clogging up the stripper, and the general trash that occurs compared to the healthy top guard side, there's a big difference in that aspect as well. New for 2013, there will be added to the label a modified in-furrow treatment in addition to the T-band. And this method has been tested by Texas AgriLife for the last 3 years. They found it to be very safe and effective. Now, there are several different types of this equipment that achieve the same thing, but really what we're after is something that's going to apply the top guard solution to the sides of the furrow and keep it off of the seed. So that way it's available, it's close to the seed and available, but it doesn't get directly on the seed, because that's where we run into potentially having some delayed emergence. We'll primarily be recommending this method in low water situations, either dry land, furrow, or drip. So again, controlling root rot provides you several benefits. The yield is obvious. You just look at those pictures, you can see right away how much more cotton you're making. But you also have to keep in mind that you're going to have a better quality fiber, and then just let fewer harvest hassles when it comes to harvest time. So that's all I have for you. I want to make sure to point out that we have a booth. We're clear in the back. And I also want to point out, I don't think Dr. Drake's poster is up yet, at least it wasn't earlier, but Dr. Isaacy has a poster up. It's number 42, and I believe Dr. Drake's is number 47 when he gets that up.